Hey, everybody, it's Randy Woodward of the Wake Up Crew, and it's time for another DMV Weight Loss Podcast at theriver953.com, brought to you by DMV Weight Loss in Winchester and Ashburn, home of the Metabolic Reset. I'm joined again by my friend, Dr. Evan Riggleman of DMV Weight Loss.
Good morning, Randy.
Yes.
How are you, sir?
I am doing wonderful. Coming up on my two-year anniversary with
you,
and I am just feeling good. We're recording this on the eve of the Apple Blossom Festival. I am ready for the bloom.
So am I. Exciting time of year.
It really is. And we're going to talk today about motivation, because success is a byproduct of motivation, I think. You know, you're not going to be successful if you're not motivated.
No, absolutely not. You got to have that desire to want to change in order to have results at the end of the day, to be successful, so to speak.
Now, you have clients that are generally very motivated people. It's one of the things that you actually look for in your initial consultations with people.
Yeah, it's the biggest thing that we look for. If you're not motivated, if you're not willing to put the work in, we obviously can't do it for you. We will certainly walk you through the whole thing, but at the end of the day, you have to do it. And so there has to be a level of motivation in order to ultimately succeed, such as yourself.
And that being said, this program is not for everybody.
Nope, it's not. No, we turn people away every now and then, and really it just comes down to what is their level of motivation. And honestly, when it comes to what we do in our office, I want people to keep the weight off long term. So you have to have this deep desire to want to change the quality of your life and the quality of your health. If it's just a matter of simply wanting to look good and everything else is great, then it's probably not going to be the right fit.
Yeah, we were just talking about, because I do advertising sales. It's one of my the hats that I wear here. Mm-hmm. And we compared what you do with sales, and you're not about taking people's money. I mean, you're vetting people, and you have a really high success rate.
Yeah, our success rate is somewhere around 90%, and the reason for that is we're simply looking for people that truly want to change the quality of their health. These individuals understand that if they don't have their health, they don't have anything, and we take that extremely serious in our office, and that's really what we're all about, is your health first and your looks second. I care more about how you feel than how you look. And so folks, when they come into our office and they say, you know, I'm sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, and I just want a better quality of life, those are great candidates, because they're willing to go the extra mile, put in the work that they need to. And those are individuals that you'll see will drop a significant amount of weight in a fairly short amount of time, 10, 20% of your body weight in about 60 days.
I don't think there are any more motivated people than professional athletes. And one of your clients happens to be one of my heroes, because I'm a big fan of the former Washington Redskins, now the Washington Commanders. And one of the greats was Brian Mitchell. We call him B. Mitch, and he is one of your clients, and he is not only motivated, but he is coachable.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, when he came in, I was kind of like, Brian, what are you doing here, man? And you really need my help. And he admitted, you know, well, I'm not like I used to be. Things have changed quite a bit, and I need help. And he's like, you tell me what I need to do, and I'll put the work in. And we got into a conversation about all of that, and he told me, you know, the biggest reason why I had success in the league is because I am very coachable, meaning if you tell me what to do, I am going to listen to you, and I am going to do exactly what you tell me to do. And that probably is the biggest reason why we have success with all of our patients in our office. They want to be coached, and they're willing to put the work in. Tell me what I need to do, and let me do it.
Well, his is a background of athletics, and probably he's always had coaches in his life, and that's how he's wired. I can relate that to running. You know, I need a program. I need a set program. Now, you can give that to me, set me on my way, and I'm fine. But I need that structure.
Yeah, well, I could definitely tell that's what led to a lot of your success too, Randy. Is you're not a know-it-all. You're here. Tell me what I need to do and guide me through this, but let me put the work in and let me do it. And that's what defines a lot of people success in all aspects of their life, I might add, whether that is your health, your relationships, your finances, whatever it is. You have to be able to be coachable, listen to people that know what they're talking about, and that is ultimately how you will end up having success. And that's why he had success in not just the league, but also on my program as well, believe it or not.
And he has got a Super Bowl ring, folks. So
yes, he does.
That is the pinnacle of success. So it's really cool to me that B. Mitch is a client of DMV.
Yeah, yeah. Very, very glad he came to seek out help with us. And, you know, he's actually such a down-to-earth person. It's great just having conversations. He'll call me randomly on the weekend just to chat about things, and that is super cool, and definitely can relate, no doubt about that.
Well, finally, you know, I guess there's motivated and there's being long-term motivated. Do you have any tips for the long-term motivation? It's one thing to come out of the blocks smoking and then,
right.
I don't know, you know, and then you have days that where you just don't feel motivated. Any tips you can give folks out there?
Yeah, you know, one thing that I do, and I talk to my staff a lot about this, is I write down goals that I want to achieve in the next 5 to 10 years. I write them down in the past tense. And this is something that really has led to me accomplishing a lot of my personal goals inside and outside of the office with family, et cetera. But I write goals down as though they're in the past tense, whatever it is. And for example, if you wanted to lose 100 pounds, I would write the goal down as I have lost 100 pounds and I feel incredible. And when you write that down every day, it sets it into your subconscious where you just start to think about, you just start doing things without really having to think about it. And that is ultimately how I keep myself motivated. And they can, and I would recommend anybody out there doing this, write your goals down in the past tense, whether it's something you want to accomplish in 6 months or something you want to accomplish 5 or 10 years down the road, and write them as though you've already completed the goal, and that will have a profound effect on your subconscious.
All right, that is a great place to end that, and hopefully you will be motivated out there, motivated enough to get in touch with Dr. Riegelman. How do they do that, sir? And what is the next step?
You can go to our website at dmvweightloss.com. You can browse through everything there, learn more about us, and then submit an appointment request. And we'll sit down and chat and see if you're a great candidate for this program.
Very good. That is another DMV Weight Loss podcast brought to you by DMV Weight Loss. Locations in Winchester and Ashburn. Start your own health and weight loss success story like mine today by calling 540-486-2100 or visiting dmvweightloss.com. That's dmvweightloss.com. We will talk to you on the next DMV Weight Loss podcast.